Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Friday, October 6th, 2006. And in the, what's the word I'm thinking of? Anyway, I'm going to follow the lead of John Ong and Michael from QCast Connecticut and Adam of the This Boy Elroy. And you're going to go to work with me today. As you know, I've got these binaural microphones. And I am going to go to work, and you're going to hear me go to work. So, we got our keys. Let's undo the door. Now, I have not talked out in public by myself before, so I may not talk it sometimes just so you can hear things. But, okay, let's go. Turn off the light. Now we're in the hallway. Oops, the door. Lock the door. And I have a really long hallway. I'm going to talk low. I have a really long hallway to walk down before we get to the elevator. So I think I'll just whisper and hopefully you can hear me. So anyway, it's Friday and we're going to work. You probably hear my lanyard and my iPod hitting the lanyard. And you probably hear my walking too. Hopefully. It's not very loud in the hallway right now. But let's see how long we have to wait for the elevator. Not long. And hopefully there won't be anybody on it so we can talk. But, okay, here it comes. Not even hear the beep. Here's the elevator. Okay, now, oh, you're probably hearing the fan of the elevator. But, anyway, it looks like it's breezy outside, so you might hear some noise of the wind and the beeping of the elevator in the right side, I think. I have my head turned. And here we are on the first floor. And now we're going out the door. I'm in the lobby right now. Okay. Out the door. What other door? Oh, now we're outside. You can probably hear the crickets chirping. Oh, there's the wind. Can you hear me? We have wind. Let's see. Okay, so we're outside. And here comes somebody, so I'm going to stop talking. You can hear a bus going by. Morning. There's another bus, a school bus. Now let's unlock the car door. And in the car we are now, and we can probably talk like normal. And, alright, the beeping of the car has stopped with the seatbelt on. Move all these things out of the way. And I'm going to turn this off. Don't need the air conditioning on this morning. Okay, so listen, I know that was probably very quiet, but I'm not very good at talking in public. We are backing out of the parking space now. So, and now we're off to work on Friday morning. I just finished listening to Michael of QCast Connecticut, and I heard on his show that he swallowed a toothpick. Poor Michael. I don't know how he didn't see that toothpick in the first place. And anybody who eats filet mignon with bacon wrapped around it knows that there's got to be a toothpick holding that bacon to the filet mignon. Michael, how could you do that? Obviously, it was a total accident. And he was talking about having a upper endoscopy or something like that, where he had the camera shoved down his throat to see if they could find the toothpick. And he, in you know, true podcasting fashion, the minute he gets home from the hospital, he has to record a show while he's still on drugs. And it was quite funny. So if you haven't listened to the recent QCast Connecticut, you need to do so. Okay, red light now. Right turn on red. Okay, so anyway, Michael, I hope you're feeling better and that the toothpick came out the other end in the poopage, as you say. Also, I wanted to tell you, Michael, I know I should probably email you, but I'll just tell you because I know you listen to the show, that I finished the book America's Boy by Wade Rouse, and I want to do a show with you to talk about the book, and hopefully you have finished the book by this time, too. Of course, I won't know until I hear from you, but for the listeners, I went ahead and started a new book. You might remember me telling Mark of the Remarkable Palette podcast that I got the book Tush by Jaffe Cohen that he had on his show. He had Jaffe Cohen on his show to talk about the book. Well, I went ahead and got the book Tush, and I started reading it last night, and it sounds like it's going to be a pretty good book. It's starting off pretty sexy, sexual right away, so I think it's going to be an interesting book. So that's the next book I'm reading. I also wanted to talk about excuse me, I just burped. I don't know how you could hear that. I don't know what that sounds like on the binaurals, but, you know, I think this one's coming out of my ear, so I'm pressing it back in. Oh, shit! Did I do that wrong now? Fuck, I think I may have fucked up the left side of the microphone, because it's coming out of my ear. And I don't know if it's turned the right way now or not. Fuck! Let me get the light and see. I can't see. Damn it, it's turned around the wrong way. No, it's... There we go. Sorry for that fumbling with the microphone, but I had the left one in completely wrong. And I hopefully it's right. It's correct now. I don't know how to do these microphones. I don't know how John Ong and others do it, but I'm going to figure it out. Has anybody been following the podcasting drama going on over at East Radio with Reagan Fox and everybody else in the world? I try not to follow that. I mean, I don't get into the middle of that stuff, but I noticed that Richard on East Radio now has like 56 comments posted on one of his shows about when they were talking about how Reagan and Cheryl Murkowski are in this battle, or I don't know what. I don't know, I just find this whole podcasting drama stuff useless. There are so many other things to think about and worry about in the world. And then that brings me to another subject that in the comments section of Archer Radio, we have a very lively discussion going with Mike Hipp, my boyfriend, and Dave and VA, and John Ong, and Mark and the Remarkable Palette Podcast, and Washington Brian, and Calvin. It seems like there's a nice, healthy debate going about politics. But then on the show where it was the Chatting with the Gang Part 2, there was something, and I don't know if I'm just not following it right or if I didn't read it right, but Mike Hipp commented that Calvin is trying to start a flame war or telling him, don't come over here to start a flame war. I don't really know if I'm missing that or not, but it's just, as far as I'm concerned, it's just a discussion between listeners of the podcast, and that's really what the comment section is for, and I, of course, encourage people to do all the commenting in the comment section because it gets people to talk about things. Okay, now I just went to a quieter road. Did you hear how that changed? Fucking concrete roads are terrible, so now I'm on asphalt, but it's nice and quiet. Anyway, the discussion is really, I think it's between Calvin and Mark about making assumptions about the Amish people or something like that, and Mike was saying to Calvin, don't come over here and start a flame war in Archer's comment section, something like that. I don't know that I'm really following it all that closely. I love the comments that you guys leave, and I certainly encourage you to leave lots and lots of comments, but I can't say that I'm really following it all that closely. I will say that on the show, the chatting on the Eye River with the boyfriend from Monday, I believe it was from Monday's show, we've got like 21, 22 comments, and I think that's the record for Archer Radio. So, of course, it's the same people commenting multiple times, so that's nothing wrong with that. Excuse me. But that's amazing. I found that amazing that we have right now. I think it's, as of this recording. And did you hear that? The engine of my car just shut down because I have the hybrid. You don't hear any engine noise until I just took my foot off the brake. And then the engine started back up again. I don't know if you heard that or not, but anyway, that's what happened. I'm interrupting myself. What was I saying? That 21 comments is the record for Archer Radio. I think that's what it is. So far. So keep commenting, people. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. And I think the people who you're commenting with enjoy the discussion back and forth, too. It was interesting just to read these comments through, especially the ones between John Ong, David VA, and Washington Brian about politics and how we can really agree to disagree and that, you know, there is some common ground there, I think. And then somebody commented about the boyfriend's, that was Dave and VA, about politics in the 1880s and how that's very similar to the way it is now. And he suggested that the boyfriend do a podcast about that. I don't know if he will, Dave and VA, but you never know. We'll talk about something. God, I can hear the music in the car next to me. Can you hear that? Maybe you can't. I'm not sure if you can or not, but I'm at a red light, and I can hear, I've got the windows closed, and it looks like he's got his windows closed, and I can hear the music through his windows, through my windows, into my car, and that seems to me like it's awfully, awfully loud. And guess what? We are almost to work. I have a pretty short commute. I know some of you probably have, hours of commute, but mine's pretty short, maybe 2 or 3 minutes left. Well, maybe a little longer because I just missed this next red light. I just missed this next green light, so now it's red. But anyway, okay, so today is Friday, and this weekend, the boyfriend and I are going to Charlottesville. I mentioned this on a show the other day. To visit my father and to visit some wineries. And we're going to a barrel tasting at Barbersville Winery. And we're not really sure what that's going to be like because we've never been to a barrel tasting at Barbersville. So, we know that they you'll get to taste some different vintages of wine and so forth, but we don't have a clue what it's going to be like in Barbersville. But then we have plans to visit like 3 or 4 other wineries over the weekend and spend some time with my dad chit-chatting. So I'm going to take the binaural microphones, as Remarkably Mark suggested. And there's a big truck. Can you hear that? I'm going to take the binaural microphones and there's another big truck. I keep interrupting myself again. I'm going to take the binaural microphones with us and possibly try to record one of the tastings at the winery. But, I'm so self-conscious about talking in public that we'll see. We'll have to see how it goes. But I definitely want to record some with my father about, just whatever's going on. And see how it sounds with the binaural microphones. God, I'm listening to my car and it's dead silent because the engine has stopped. I can hear so many noises outside. I wonder how much this is being picked up on the binaural microphones. You guys will have to tell me. And you have to tell me if you even like the binaural recordings, because I know I had the first one yesterday and I kind of liked it. Especially the wine bottle part where I was uncorking the wine with the little suction stopper thing. And then that was on the left side, and then pouring the wine on the right side. Of course, you probably already heard that by now. But anyway, I hope this recording is going to be just as good, because this is the whole point of... it's not really the point of... But I've heard several people do this with their binaural microphones, and I wanted to do it too. So hopefully you are enjoying the different sounds. And there goes a school bus next to me. Probably heard that on the right side. I'm just trying to figure out what sounds you're hearing on what sides, and actually what sounds you're actually being able to hear. Okay, the light is turning green and the engine starts back up again. And here we go. What was I going to say? I don't remember now. I can't remember. Oh my God, I can't tell you this one thing. Remember last Friday I had the shut-off valves in my kitchen replaced, the hot and cold water and the valve to the dishwasher? Well, I don't use my kitchen very often, and Tuesday or Wednesday, I guess it was, I finally turned on the water for the first time, and the cold water was not working. And I'm like, why isn't the cold water working? And so I look underneath the sink, pull out all the stuff and look underneath the sink, and the hose is twisted. When they put it back on, they twisted the hose so tight that the water flow, there's no cold water flow. So I am unable to have any cold water, and I notice that there is a slow drip from the hose connected to the dishwasher. So I had to call them, and they, and the thing is, I called them on Thursday, and yesterday, and they came into my condo while I was at work, and all they did was put a bucket under the drip. Where the, okay, we're at work now, and, I'm now turning everything off, putting the seatbelt back, and turning off the car. Now we're going back outside, so you might hear some wind noise. Oh, let's see, briefcase, all right. Or the hum of the, air conditioning system. Okay, lock the car. And... anyway, so I was talking about this water thing. Hopefully you can still hear me. All they did was they put a bucket underneath the drip where the drip was, and they didn't do anything to the cold water hose. So what I think they have to do is tell the, you know, alert the people in my tier, the whole whatever condos above and below me, that they're going to shut off the water so they can fix the cold water hose. And I hope they do that today. So we will see. Anyway, that's a big issue, because now I got the crap underneath the sink all over the place. And the boyfriend's coming over tonight, and I know, you know, I like to have everything just so nice and sweet for the boyfriend. Okay, can you hear the crickets and the birds and the cars driving by? There, I hear some crickets. Walking up the steps. Now, I am the first person in the building in the morning. For example, it is now 6:30 in the morning. I unlocked the door. You're going to hear the alarm going off. Oh, no, the alarm's not going off. That means somebody's already here. I wonder who it is. I don't know, but the alarm's not on. Okay, so then I go in here and turn on the Xerox machine. Okay. And I think that will be all, boys and girls. Hopefully you enjoyed coming with me to work today. And hopefully you will have a great weekend. So that's all for now. I might come back in a couple minutes and see what else you can say. But that's all for now, boys and girls. So until next time, bye. Usher Ray.